Sundry, a project to rehabilitate and extend the useful lifespan of the Sundry Community Center Gymnasium's hardwood floor, is expected to cost less than half of what had initially been budgeted. The project's plan originally accounted for the complete overhaul, as in total removal and replacement, of the gym's floor. But council heard during its regular May 16 meeting that a subsequent investigation determined the floor remained in good shape and did not need to be fully replaced, by extension substantially reducing the project's expected cost. Council had earlier this year supported the replacement of the community center gymnasium's floor as part of the municipality's 10-year capital plan. A request for proposals was issued in April to secure an experienced contractor. Linda Nelson, Chief Administrative Officer, informed Council three submissions had through the request for proposal process that ended on April 8 been received from qualified contractors specializing in quality sport flooring replacements and major rehabilitation. The cost to fully remove and replace the existing floor was back in 2020 estimated at $80,000, Nelson said, adding a more thorough investigation was conducted this April to determine the overall condition of the gym floor and to outline potential options. It was concluded that the existing floor is in good condition and the best option is to complete major rehabilitation on the existing floor, she said. The work, which is expected to, with good maintenance, extend the floor's lifespan by another 20 to 30 years, will involve sanding, refinishing, new metal door thresholds, new floor hole covers, new durable baseboards, two coats of water sealer and oil-modified finish. The revised cost for the major rehab is now $35,000. As compared with the initial $80,000 estimate, that represents a reduction of $45,000. That is a great savings for the town, said Mayor Richard Warnock. The project, which was awarded to Calgary-based West Source Athletic Surfacing, is anticipated to get underway this June and be finished within a few weeks. Nelson said the item was brought before council as a good news development, and added that administration sought a council motion simply to accept the report for information. Connie Anderson's motion to that effect carried.